we read about Jesus taking Peter and James and John up the mountain. And again, it's one of these epic readings. We've heard it 1,000 times. And so it becomes even more important for us to really focus in, to really listen deeply to what is being said, and to peel back some layers that we perhaps haven't considered before. We talk about the lives of the saints, and one of the things that the lives of the saints teach us is that if you look at the whole arc of their lives, or if you look at the whole arc of their spiritual journey, you realize that there are certainly these mountaintop experiences, but for the most part, you know, we live in the valley, and or we live in the valleys. And so Jesus takes Peter and James and John up the mountain for one of these astounding mountaintop experiences. And I have had experiences like this in my own spiritual life. I'm sure we all have had some type of mountaintop experience in our spiritual life. I've witnessed thousands of people have mountaintop experiences like this on our pilgrimages. You know, they come on pilgrimage, they come on sacred journey, and they have one of these mountaintop experiences, and it's incredible to witness. Even if it's not happening to you, it's incredible to witness these other people having these mountaintop experiences on these pilgrimages. And as I read this story, one of the things I'm always asking myself in the scriptures is, where's the humanity? What's the human element of this? And one of the human elements of this is that Jesus takes Peter and James and John. He doesn't take the others. He doesn't take them all. He singles these three out, and he takes them up on the mountain. And you got to ask yourself, how did the other disciples feel about that? You know, what was the conversation that night at dinner? You know, did any of them ask Jesus, hey, Jesus, why didn't I get to go? You know, did any of them ask, well, Peter, why did you get to go and we didn't get to go? You know, did that conversation take place? In our culture, with the erosion of character and sort of the rise of gossip, one of the things I think we have to be really careful of is when good things happen to other people, are we happy for them? Or does that become a trigger for jealousy, envy, discontentment, resentment, or anything else? I think it's a great litmus test of our Christianity. You know, when good things happen to other people, or when good things happen for other people, are we genuinely happy for them? I think it's a great litmus test. And I think it's something we should be aware of when it's happening. Be aware of, okay, when something good happens to somebody else, what happens within us? What do we think? What do we feel? What goes on within us when something good happens to somebody else? So they're up on the mountain. Jesus, Peter, James, John, Elijah, Moses show up. Peter says, it is good that we are here. And his next response, hey, let's build some tents. I think there's a really profound lesson here for us, because very often when we experience something spiritual, the first thing we want to do is make it material. Very often when we experience something incredible, the first thing we want to do is to materialize it. We see this with travelers. You know, one of the things I always talk to the pilgrims about on pilgrimage, usually at the beginning, and if I'm not traveling with them, I usually send them a message, is you've got to decide, are you going to be a pilgrim or are you going to be a tourist? And Peter's being a tourist here. It's like, let's build some tents. Let's get some souvenirs. Let's materialize this spiritual experience. And of course, Jesus doesn't even respond to that because the experience becomes even more powerful. We hear the voice of God the Father. You know, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. Listen to him. Are we listening to Jesus? Are you listening to Jesus? When's the last time you really turned to Jesus and said, all right, Jesus, what do you think? What do you think I should do in this situation? What should I be thinking about this situation or opportunity or experience or circumstance? What do you think, Jesus? When's the last time you cracked your Bible open to the Gospels midweek and just started reading the life and teachings of Jesus and listening deeply to what Jesus has to say to you? Because he has a message for you and for me every single day of our lives. The question is not, is Jesus speaking to us? The question is, are we listening?
Did you know that 71% of the people that watch Matthew Kelly's videos are not subscribers? That makes no sense. We need to change that. Subscribe today. Hit that subscribe button, smash that like button, and turn on those notifications so you never miss out on another great video ever again.